Thanks for listening to this sermon recorded at Holy Innocents Episcopal Church during one of our principal services. This sermon was based upon the lectionary readings for the day. To stay connected at Holy Innocents, friend us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, or check us out on the web. Thanks for listening, and stay connected. So I'm going to need everybody's help today, just a little bit, right where you're seated. Whenever I say a particular word, there's a couple of gestures I'm going to put you all in play, okay? You ready for this? Everybody ready? Everybody's arms are warmed up. We're ready for some gestures. So whenever I say the word peace, I'm going to want you to go keep watch, like you're adjusting your glasses. Come on, even if you don't wear glasses, pretend you're adjusting your glasses. Everybody, keep watch, listen, and then tap the person on the arm next to you. Be in play. Now, if you're not sitting next to anyone, I give you permission to get up and go sit next to someone if you'd like. Otherwise, if you're sitting by yourself, you can go be in play. Okay? So I see some of you sitting by yourself, be in play. All right? So I'm going to say peace, and you're going to say keep watch, listen, be in play. All right? Y'all got it? So riddle me this. When was the last time you walked into a room and you simply felt known? The faces around you, you knew. The eyes you contacted were welcoming, they were knowing, they were caring. Now, some of them may have been prickly and some of them curious, but almost all of them known. And when was the last time that you walked in and the opposite was true? You looked around and faces weren't familiar. You looked into eyes and they did not know. How did it make you feel down to your bones? Secure? Adventurous? Hopeful? Despairing? And when was the last time that you left a place? And in your leaving, with the sound of the door rushing out from behind you, you thought, ah, that went well. Or, geez, I wish I hadn't have said that. Or, I wonder what will come from that. The truth of the matter is, Christians have long wanted to say and have struggled to believe that in all of our comings and our goings, God is, God was, and God will be there. Christians have long wanted to say and struggle to believe that where we are, God is. Christians have long wanted to say and struggle to believe that when we engage in life and events unfurl around us, God can be encountered. Peace. Keep watch. Listen, be in play. Walking around with this kind of experience of God in the world can be tiring and confusing at times and rejuvenating and thrilling at others. I mean, after all, to believe to one's core that one can walk into a room full of strangers or friends or out into the midst of the desert and discover God is to say something radical about the boundless possibilities of God. And quite honestly, it's to say something prophetic about how one, each and every single one of us, is to live all of our lives. Now, our gospel kind of hints at this, but if we're all honest, who would really want to discover or join in with the kind of kingly landowner God depicted in the parable, right? I mean, seriously. Life with a God like that, and I do mean life with a God like that, this parable is not about the afterlife. Life with a God like that would be an always on the edge, an always head turning, anxious existence, wondering if God was there, wondering if God was pleased. We'd almost have a neurotic sense of the experience of God, and we would find ourselves asking, I wonder how I did, God. How were my actions that time? Were my desires okay? Am I chosen or am I called? Such a life with an always everywhere judging God would lead us to a place where we actually go from being those helping to establish the reign of God to those who, well, anxiously would be up to no earthly good. Peace. Keep watch. Listen. Be in play. What if our gospel, some of us don't like to be in play, let's be honest. What if our gospel and our gradual, our Old Testament and our epistle were not calling us to live as those in the big fishbowl of God's judgment, but rather as players on the field, as actors on the stage, as musicians in the symphony? Peace. Keep watch. Listen. Be in play. When I was a little bit younger, I had to make a decision. I was feeling a deep sense of God calling me in my journey to travel abroad, outside the boundaries of my safe place called home. I was feeling called to be a missionary. I had discerned two real options for me. One was to travel to the middle part of Mexico and to work with a mission who took care of the poor. The second was to travel to Switzerland to work among the students in the international community of Geneva, to be among the kids of diplomats. Now, I can honestly say in the moment, I didn't know what to do. So I went to my spiritual mentor and friend, Bick. I was absolutely sure that Bick would have the answer. I can remember sitting down in his living room, certain his answer would provide clarity, trusting his discernment as normative for me. And after describing what I thought the options were, Bick looks at me and says, "You know, Joshua, I don't really think God cares where you go." I'm sure after seeing the shock on my face, he continued. And he said, "Josh, life with God is like weaving a big tapestry. You take the needle and you put it through the hole, and then you know what? You wait. And when God passes it back through to you, and God always passes it back through to you, you have to decide where to put it back. Where," he finished, "is never important. Only that you put it back. That you stay in play." Bick's words still ring in my ears from time to time. "God doesn't care, Joshua. Just put it back through." Bick needed me to do what so many of us need to do on a daily and weekly basis to get out of our heads when it comes to relationship with God and onto the playing field with God's Spirit. To get out of our scheming and thinking, out of our perfectionisms and our already converted ways of expecting God to show up or not. And we need to be people who cultivate the always expectant hope that somehow today, this day, in this hour, we can discover God newly in one another, in church, in school, in life, on the streets, with all of its vicissitudes. Peace. Keep watch. Listen. Be in play. This past week, I went out to Arkansas to the funeral of my grandfather. And as is the case with many funeral liturgies, Psalm 23, our gradual for this morning, was read. Now, aside from the shock of not knowing that it was going to be read and knowing that I was going to preach on it, it strikes me that maybe one of the most powerful things about this particular song is not what it says, or even how it is read or sung, but rather that it has been put in play for so long that it brings us all comfort and challenge in our lives when we need it most. Psalm 23 doesn't say it, but it reminds us as those who are still in play, that we are not alone. Psalm 23 doesn't say it, but it reminds us, as those invited to play, that we are all invited to the party with God. Psalm 23 doesn't say it, but it calls us, as those putting others in play, to live a life with God that is always, everywhere, as we go. So the next time you walk into that room and it's known or unknown, look for God. The next time you leave that meeting, good or bad, said things you meant to say and things you wished you hadn't, say a prayer to the God who follows you. The next time you find yourself in that desert, remember, you are not alone. You are in play. And God is right there with you. Before you, behind you, with you. Peace. Keep watch. Listen. Be in play.